Hi, Raisin.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
At the Uptown Cafe in Jefferson, Iowa, Mike Holden extends a hearty greeting to another Greene County farmer. Holden runs a beef, corn, and soybean farm 10 miles away in Scranton. Like many other farmers, Holden says he cares about the farm bill, especially its crop insurance program.
This year is a prime example of why we have to have that safety net. When you had drought from the sandhills of Nebraska to the eastern edge of Ohio down to northern Texas and everywhere in between, you have to have some sort of a fallback.
This year, he'll vote in the tight election fight between Republican incumbent Representative Steve King and former Iowa First Lady Kristi Vilsack, a Democrat. It's one of the many competitive races across the Midwest that will help determine who controls Congress, and its farm country setting could have given the farm bill prime billing. Since Republican House leaders stalled the farm bill last summer, many observers thought campaigning Democrats would pressure incumbent Republicans for an explanation.
To me, the big surprise about the farm bill is that the Democrats have actually not made more of a case for the farm bill and essentially made that more part of their campaign in criticizing Republicans, who are the ones who have blocked it.
That's Iowa State University political science professor Stefan Schmidt. Weeks ago, he thought the farm bill would really matter in certain tight races. In North Dakota, Nebraska, and Missouri, House Republicans face tough competition for re-election or for Senate seats. But with election season reaching its final stage, the candidates and voters largely have other priorities. To be sure, here in Iowa, it's almost impossible not to talk about ag on the campaign trail. But when Vilsack and King have, it's been largely about politics, not policy. Vilsack has criticized King for not publicly pressuring the House leadership to get the farm bill passed.
And he serves on the Agriculture Committee, and I think that sends a strong message to rural Iowa and to the people of his district that he isn't a leader.
But King dismissively brushes off her attacks.
Where this has gone is it's gotten intensely more and more political. And something that people need to understand is it's not Republicans holding up this bill. Republicans want to get a good farm bill.
The thing is, elections are a numbers game. This year's divisive presidential election is expected to boost turnout. But Schmidt says there just aren't enough farmers anymore to drive the agenda, even in the Midwest. Plus, it seems that everywhere, concerns about jobs, the so-called fiscal cliff, and social issues are overshadowing farm policy. In Missouri, for instance, where current House Republican Todd Akin is challenging Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill, ag issues should be important. But the campaign has largely centered on social issues and personal attacks. Throughout farm country, Schmidt says, campaign strategists choose carefully what to focus on. And apparently, there's not much to gain from talking about the farm bill.
Or else they just overlooked it because there are other issues that are more capturing the attention of the media and the public.
How are you, sir?
And back at the Uptown Cafe, Farmer Holden says that's largely been true in Greene County.
I don't think the farm bill will end up being an issue in the election. Should it be here, it certainly should be a part of it.
Even if it's not on voters' minds when they cast their ballots, the future of the farm bill will be determined by the decisions they make at the polls. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.